What is going on, everybody? You are tuned and tapped into your source for fantasy hockey news. It's a Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast. We are back for a big time Thursday edition, as always, loaded with all the fantasy breakdowns and implications that you need to know. We're stopping at the final spot on our countdown of underrated position players in the NHL, underrated goalies on tap for today's deal. And we got to break down some updated odds for the Stanley Cup that you and I both really like. There are some juicy ones on tap. Let's get right to it. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You heard the music, and you know what time it is. It's time for the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast Thursday edition, one where I already teed up what we're going to talk about, and that means a lot of big-time news for your goaltending situation on your fantasy squad. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. We are excited, as ever, for our partnership with FanDuel. Make every moment more. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 free dollars in free bets. Win or lose, visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Steele, I am fired up about that FanDuel partnership. You know, I like saying it every single day. This is big time news for us. They have a really great betting platform, and we're bringing in these odds. You know, there's no bets today, which you know bothers me a little bit for the nightly getting of this money. But we're taking a look at some futures. We're taking a look at some juicy Stanley Cup odds. I'm intrigued to hear who you're looking at for some and maybe some of your dark horse shots at the Stanley Cup. But realistically, you know, today's episode is near and dear to my heart. I think I've been on the table about goaltending can really be such a fickle thing in fantasy hockey. And when I look at the list that I put together today, and I know we're now at the end of the list, and if you missed any of the underrated, under-the-radar fantasy pieces, centerman, left wing, right wing, and D-men, hit the channel, hit Spotify, Apple. We got all the breakdowns for all the underrated players by position. But today, I think, is an opportunity for us to talk about some really sneaky goaltenders. And I think you're going to like my list, my friend, but I want to turn it over to you before we get down to these Stanley Cup odds that we like, updated cup odds from FanDuel. Who are you looking at in the goaltending crease, my friend? Top five underrated goaltenders in the NHL fantasy-wise.
Well, I'll say this first. You know, FanDuel is obviously amazing, great platform, but I think this is the right time for me in the All-Star break, you know, coming right now at the perfect time to kind of hit the reset button. The bets have not been going my way, so this is a great time to hit the reset button, look at some Stanley Cup odds. We'll get to that at the end of the episode, and I'm very excited for the top five underrated goalies in the league right now. Mm-hmm. I think you'll appreciate my list as well. I believe we'll have a few of the same goaltenders on here as well. Just not sure where they're going to be in the top five. I'm starting at number five, Tristan Jarry of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
I think he has to be on this list. I was considering putting him on a little bit higher, but I think number five is the right spot just because he is so good. And a lot of people know that he's good, but I don't think he gets the recognition he surely deserves as well at the same time. Mm. And in the 5 years that he's been in the NHL, he's had a positive record every single season. Not one losing season as of yet. He's super consistent. Consistent save percentage every single year between .910 to a .921 save percentage. Goals against average between 2.30 and 2.80 as well. So very consistent with the stats and the record. Yep. Obviously, he's battled with a few injuries the last year and a half, actually. As of right now, he has a record of 16-5-5 on the season, which is great. But like I said, battling through injuries, we know that he was playing through a fractured ankle or a broken ankle in last year's playoffs. Mm-hmm. A couple lower body, upper body injuries to deal with this season as well. But he has pulled through for the Pittsburgh Penguins. We know that they've gone on a couple of 6 or 7 game losing streaks a few times this year, but he has pulled them out of that hole that they dug them into as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, just looking at it, he came into the Pittsburgh Penguins roster pretty much at the end of their dynasty. Like, you know, like you've yes. made it very known that this could be the last dance, the last chance for the Pittsburgh mm-hmm. Penguins. And he has been a key part of their success over 100%. The last few years and kind of keeping the dynasty going as of right now. And again, last chance, last dance for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's been a huge part of that.
He has. And Steele, I'm going to talk about him in a couple more spots. And while I do appreciate what you're saying, to me, the caveat is the injury. So you really kind of knocked it out of the park with Jari, because I think aside from that, he might be right at the top of this list. And maybe that's just how high I am on that player. And I'll explain that in a little bit. And I think you're really going to like my fifth and fourth guy. So why don't I just ream off both right away?
Do it. Let's do it.
Both guys maybe don't have the track record. So here I go on the hard sell. But number five, Steele. And if not for the money invested in a veteran named Marc-Andre Fleury, Filip Gustavsson, in my opinion, is a goaltender to watch over the next even half season to a season, because Bill Guerin in Minnesota doesn't miss very often. And when I saw him go invest and give up Cam Talbot, who had a really good couple of years for the Minnesota Wild, I was almost questioning what was going on there, because if I was Minnesota, and I think you would agree with me, I would have probably held on to Cam Talbot aside from the contract situation. So Filip Gustavsson to me, 11-7-1, maybe doesn't jump off the page. One shutout, maybe doesn't jump off the page. But 2.26 goals against Steele and a .922 save percentage in the top eight in both categories for goaltenders playing 15 or more games this season. To me, he is the definition of underrated, and he's right there on the cusp of being a major fantasy impact. Give me your take on that, though, because I know you're close to that mini team.
Yeah, you know what? This is a goalie that I was very close to putting on this list. Very close to having on this list.
I didn't feel good quite about make that.
It. And the reason why I didn't have him on the list is I just don't think he's played enough games.
That's
the factor. I just don't think he's played enough. Even though you're right, he has played really great as a backup for the Minnesota Wild, you know, behind Marc-Andre Fleury, and stepped up when Fleury was injured or left the team as well. He's played great, but he just hasn't played enough games in the NHL to call him underrated so far and been that starting goaltender, if you know what I mean. So that's the caveat with me for Filip Gustavsson. Down the line, maybe a year down the line, we could re-talk about this again. But I like Gustavsson. I don't know if he's underrated.
Maybe not that far down the line. And I think that's what's going to happen with the Minnesota Wild Steel. And his underlying numbers are what impressed me. But now let me get to my fourth guy, because I'm sure this guy is on your list, and Kirill Vemelka.
Yes, because, he is.
Yeah, he's got to be, because when you actually dig into some of these numbers, and I don't think a lot of people really in fantasy, and for good reason, sometimes how many shots a goalie gets and how many saves he makes might not actually go into what your research is. You're just looking at the general stats. Vemelka has the fourth most saves in the NHL this year, and 13-17-4, given the ragtag blue line and forward group that this team employs. This guy, I would be curious to see what he would do on a team that even has a decent blue line. And I think you're going to like this deal, because at three shutouts and a .907 save percentage, the goals against, I think you mentioned a couple of weeks, it's been creeping, but that's because of a few really bad games from the Arizona Coyotes. Yeah. Vemelka deserves to be on this list, and I don't think this Coyotes team can keep him around much longer because of how good he is. A really good NHL team with some money is going to come knocking at Vemelka, and you know the Coyotes aren't going to be able to hold him down.
I absolutely love the fact that you're talking about Kirill Vemelka. Hey. I know I'm high on this goalie myself. We're back.
Steele, we finally got a good list here, baby.
We did it. We're on the same track. We're on the same page right now. Because Kirill Vemelka, he's number four on my list as well. Same spot for both of us. You know, like I was talking about Filip Gustavsson, Vemelka's only been in the league for two or three years now, but he's been a starting goaltender, and I've seen the work ethic. I've seen the skill set. Even though he's not playing for a good team, you can only do so much when you're on the Arizona Coyotes as a goaltender. You get let down in a defensive zone almost every single game. And here's the caveat. Here's the thing that I'm looking at. If Arizona is able to somehow land Connor Bedard or, you know, entice free agents to come over and sign with their team in the offseason, I would see them considering keeping Kirill Vemelka because he is a great goaltender. But if they can't do either of those two things, I wonder what happens towards the trade deadline. Is he one of those goalies that other teams are looking at? Like you just said right now, other teams could possibly pick him up, send a couple picks or a couple of young prospects maybe over to Arizona, which they need right now. Mm-hmm. Is he one of those goalies? And like you said, even though he's not getting the same amount of wins as the starting goaltender, the rest of the starting goaltenders in the league right now, mm-hmm. like you said, fourth in saves this season. They right let there. a bunch of shots on net. And mm-hmm. what really, you know, what really sticks out to me is for Melka, you don't want to get stuck on a bad team for your entire career.
Right.
I'm looking at John Gibson as a reference right there. And okay. I'll get to John Gibson down the line on this as well. But you don't want the type of career John Gibson had, because he was on a good team and the last 4 years have not really gone his way. So that's the caveat and the tease for later.
This
episode as well.
I'm already fired up and ready to go. And you know, I'm always fired up about the new sponsorship with FanDuel. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. We are beyond excited about the new sports betting partner for Locked On, because they are the number one sports book in America, and that's FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. Download FanDuel now so you can bet on Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. This is juicy steal. This is really, really big time for all of the listeners out there in the U.S. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score the first touchdown. I don't know about you, Steele, but I might be sprinkling on that Jalen Hurts first touchdown. It could be juicy. Oh, FanDuel wow. Sportsbook app is also safe, secure, and super easy to use. And best of all, you get your paid out winnings instantly. And this is what I love about FanDuel is the instant payouts. When you win that money, it might not be all the time, but you get your money right away. Join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/LockedOn to claim your no sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports book of the NFL.
And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platform, including YouTube. So make sure you go smash that subscribe button, hit the follow mm-hmm. button as well. Mm-hmm. Flip and I appreciate all the love, all the support. Keep leaving the comments down on the YouTube channel as well. We will hit you back as soon as possible with our take or opinion. If you have any questions, leave them on the YouTube channel, and don't be afraid to DM us on our Twitter account as well. Flip, let's continue on the list. We are going to get to some Stanley Cup odds as of right now before the All-Star break later in the episode, but we got to keep on going with the top three now underrated fantasy hockey goalies in the league. And if you don't mind, I'd like to kick us off here.
Please do.
I think I'm sold, Flip. I think I'm sold on this guy. Ilya Samsonov, baby. I think I'm sold.
I thought you were going to mention another Ilya.
He's not underrated.
I know. I wanted to come on here and talk about Sorokin and butcher his last name and just call him underrated. But I said, Steele and I have been all over the map with these lists. Let's get down to brass tacks. Go ahead with the Samsonov. Hey, I'm excited to hear what you have to say here.
I think I'm sold. You know how skeptical I was on the tandem between Matt Murray and Ilya Samsonov. We both were. A lot of fans of the Toronto Maple Leafs were not sold on this tandem, but I think I'm coming around. Now, looking at the overall stats, the goals against average and the save percentage throughout his career, it's not the best. There's no denying that whatsoever. But the win record, the record overall, is outstanding. He's never had a negative season in the four seasons he's been in the NHL. Career record 69-27-10 over the last 4 years. Mm. He's young. He's turning 26 years old at the end of February. He's still, you know, before his prime, sort of getting into his prime right now. There's a lot more to showcase
Good
with Ilya Samsonov. And again, like I said, I wasn't sure of the tandem for the Toronto Maple Leafs before the season. I think I'm sold on Ilya Samsonov. Matt Murray's injuries, again, he left that game. He was supposed to start the game a couple of days ago and got a shot to the shoulder, and he was out. Ilya Samsonov comes in. I think they've won me over, especially Samsonov. He's been great.
He has been great, and I know this doesn't play into the fantasy angle at all. He's a very likable player. He's a very quirky goaltender. He's very Brizgalev-esque, and that just, you know, factors into the attention you pay to him, and obviously that means nothing in terms of fantasy success or value, but he has been the better goaltender, and he's also stepped up in some big-time positions. Yeah, you know, he had to fill in for Matt Murray the other night, and he got pumped by the Senators. That's not really his fault, and I'm not going to hang any blame on him there. And I think I don't even hate the underrated take that you have here, Steele. For me, he would have fallen just outside of the top five, but that's okay because he has been good, and I think he's going to be absolutely critical to the Toronto Maple Leafs' success once it comes to playoff time. Maybe that's an easy take. But thank you for segueing nicely into a player that he just shared the ice with in Washington for a couple of seasons. And looking into Vitek Vanacek's numbers over the past couple of years as well, not just this season, he's been solid, Steele. And, you know, look, he only has 111 games under his belt in the NHL, 104 starts, but 62 of those are wins. And this year, 917 save percentage, 2.29 goals against and two shutouts. No one talks about Vitek Vanacek. And I will throw out the caveat that the New Jersey Devils have been so stingy this year on defense and just so good overall that maybe that's flip. What are you talking about underrated when the team has been so good in front of him? Those numbers are very solid, and his numbers were trending in the right direction over the last couple of seasons as well. And honestly, we can agree, nobody talks about this player, Steele. Vitek Vanacek is a very underrated goalie.
I like the fact that you bring him up. He should be on my list, but he's not. He's been absolutely fantastic. One of the best goalies in this league this year.
And the Devils are proving it. So.
You got to show the Devils some credit, too. Taking a shot on Vitek Vanacek.
Like, yes, sir.
Been absolutely fantastic.
That could have blown up in their face easily. Blackwood getting injured all the time. Like.
Yep. Exactly what I was about to say. So kudos to the Devils organization. Taking a shot on Vanacek, you know. Couple of other they've had some really bad goalie situations the last few years, so it's good to see them doing well in the blue crease. At number two on my list here, I have Carter Hart of the Philadelphia Flyers.
He's
on the list.
Can't disagree.
This is the only player I like from the Philadelphia Flyers. Actually, I love Carter Hart. I think he's fantastic.
I like Konechny as well, but I'm here for you.
I like Konechny. I like Konechny.
It's hilarious that you were saying Vitek Vanacek, and he almost made your list. I almost swapped Carter Hart in and out here because I just – and I'll leave you to your take, but I just don't think this guy gets nearly enough credit. He is a really good goaltender.
He's been great, and I think the team over the last 4 years has really let him down. You can't say anything. It's been a debacle of the last four seasons. You know, I don't know how many times they went on like a 12-game losing streak last year. You know, he wasn't at his best, but he wasn't at his worst either. I think he's great. 15-14-8 record so far this season. They're currently 6 points back of a wild card spot, and I don't think they're even close without Carter Hart or Travis Konechny having the career year he's having this season. And, you know, we're talking about Kirill Vemelka, obviously not up there with the wins with the wins on the season, but Carter Hart is top five in saves this year as well. He's got 1,041 saves on the season. Though you're not racking up the wins.
Classic Philly, though, eh? Leaving the goal. It's a goaltending graveyard in Philadelphia.
Exactly. Yeah. So I love me some Carter Hart. I know he was on your keeper league a few years, or he might still be on the keeper league. So I know he's near and dear to your heart as well. But Carter Hart, you know, a little bit of a pun there. He's close to our hearts now. He did a fantastic job.
Look at you go, pal. Yeah, close to my broken heart maybe is where we need to talk about this. And now I'm really excited for your number one pick. And you mentioned Tristan Jarry, so I'm not going to get into it too much. To me, he's that good, and he's at my number two. And I know if it not for the injuries, I think he'd be higher on your list as well. So maybe I'm not giving the injury aspect because he struggled to stay in that crease. He has really dealt with a number of injuries, but when he has been healthy, oh my goodness, is he an underrated goaltender. And his numbers this year, you already mentioned it, 16-5-5, a shutout, 2.65 goals against. To me, the most important stat, aside from wins, Steele, is save percentage. And at 921, that Pittsburgh team has been going on some really bad streaks. And the fact that he has points in 21 of 27 starts is impressive for me, and he's right there as the most underrated goaltender in the league. Who's your guy, pal? We haven't mentioned him. To me, if you don't have this guy on your list at all, it's a miss. Who is your number one underrated goaltender? He is so good, in my opinion. My guy.
Who's your guy? Who's your number one?
He plays for the Dallas Stars, and his name's Jake Oettinger. And he, to me, is the number one underrated goaltender in the league. 21-7-7, four shutouts, 2.26 goals against, a .923 save percentage steal. Nobody talks about Jake Oettinger, and Jake Oettinger has got his team into a position for the Dallas Stars that they're one of my favorite dark horse picks in the NHL this season. Steele, this guy was a 26 overall draft pick. He's 24 years old, and he's getting better. Who's your underrated goaltender? Because to me, Oettinger should have been on your list for sure. And here we are disagreeing again.
Look, I alluded to it earlier in the episode. I'll make it quick and short here so I ease the pain a little bit.
Is it Joe Pavelski?
No. It's Joe Pavelski. No, it's John Gibson of the Anaheim Ducks. I really do think he is he might not be the most underrated. I might have screwed that part up a little bit, but he should be on the list. He's underrated. You look at his stats over his NHL career and what he's been through. The first 4 years he's been in the league.
I want to hear you sell this, so please go ahead.
I'll try to sell this. Hopefully I do a good enough job or a well enough job. But the first four seasons he was in the league, he was outstanding. He gets his team into the playoffs. You know, they missed out on the twice. They made it to the conference finals, and they lose in the first round twice as well. And then he sort of, obviously a little things went downhill. Corey Perry traded, Ryan Getzlaf retires over the last season or two seasons ago. They don't have the same enough defensive core as they used to as well. Look, we talk about top saves in the league right now. John Gibson is top three in saves this year with 1,092.
Okay.
And like I was talking about with Kirill Vemelka, you don't want to stay on a losing team for the rest or the entirety of your NHL career because you obviously want a chance at winning a Stanley Cup. That's why I'm saying Arizona really, or Kirill Vemelka probably wants out of the Coyotes organization. I don't know why the Anaheim Ducks are holding on to John Gibson. It seems like every year he's rumored to be traded. Rumored to be traded, and he just never is. I don't know why. They could get a ton of return. Teams are looking for goalies right now, and he just doesn't have the same defensive core. That's why the stats aren't there. At the team right now, it's been downhill the last 3 to 4 years, and it just hasn't gone their way. I will agree with you. He probably should not be at one. He definitely shouldn't be at one.
That's okay.
Look at what Linus Ullmark has done on a great team. He's 29 years old now as well. He gets traded from Buffalo to Boston, and he's gonna be the Vezina Trophy winner at the end of the season. He's 29 years old. No one was talking about Linus Ullmark before when he was on Buffalo.
Still,
so if John Gibson can get traded to a winning team, his career turns around. I'll let you tell.
Okay, that's not a bad take, but I'll hit you with this. Let's let the listeners decide here with what you think of your number one selection here at the most underrated. Jake Oettinger, to me, doesn't get nearly enough love. And when it comes to the most underrated, that means to me the best goalie, that doesn't get enough love. And John Gibson is not close to that for me. But hey, that's why we come on and we talk this fantasy fire. If you're disagreeing, hit us in the comments. Steal. We got to get to these long-term cut bets very quickly. I got a couple of good odds, and I think this is where you're going to start chirping me. That's why we're on here. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it real quick, but I need to let everyone know about one of our other sponsors. This episode is also brought to you by Built Bars, and if you're looking for a delicious, healthy treat, then you need to go right now and get some Built Bars. If you're like me, where you want to start eating healthier but don't want to compromise the taste, then man, oh man, do I have the treat for you. You got to go try Built. And with Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they are so delicious. You won't think they're good for you, but they're actually the perfect snack before the gym or after the gym. That's when I like taking my Built bars. And like I say, every day, baby, they're covered in 100% real chocolate right up my alley. I need some chocolate every single day. And they come in unbelievable flavors as well, like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. And now you don't even have to order them on built.com. You still can, but now you can go to your local Walmart or local Sam's Club and pick them up from there. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today. Walk to the pharmacy section and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of chocolate goodness, cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. go grab some Built Bars, and you'll definitely thank me later. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platforms, including YouTube. So make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and thank you so much for tuning in. Flip, it's the NHL All-Star Weekend. We got a little bit of a break. No bets for no games until next Monday, I think.
No games, but there might be some bets.
There might be a few bets. I think I'm going to take a little bit of break just to hit the reset button. But looking at these odds right now, I have five teams that I want to talk about.
Me too.
Going to talk some obvious ones. Going to talk some, you know, potential threats come playoff time. And some outsiders looking in as well right now with some juicy odds. I'll start us off with the obvious one. I think right now the Boston Bruins at plus 500 to win the Stanley Cup is the obvious choice. They're the best team in the NHL. They're up in the standings by a mile. I don't think you can say anything negative about their team. They're clicking on all cylinders right now. Yep. So the Bruins for me at plus 500, you know, top of the Stanley Cup leaderboard right now as well. So that's the obvious one for me.
Yeah, you know me and my obviously clear bias nature to not want to do anything to do with the Boston Bruins. They're not on my list. And I can't say anything about why, because they've obviously been performing as the best team in the NHL this year. So I can't even dispute what you're going at. But for me, it's just, I don't see it. I don't see Linus Allmark as a Stanley Cup winning goaltender. Jeremy Swayman as well. They're both really good. And they're both obviously, there's no numbers that can point to a reason why I'm saying this. I just don't see it. Are there other teams on this list? And you're going to go flip. Do you see this goaltender as a Stanley Cup winner? Maybe not. But for the odds for these other teams, plus 500 for me, I can do a lot better. And let me just ream off a few very quickly. The New York Rangers at plus 2,000 can make some noise with, in my opinion, still the best goaltender in the league. Yeah. That's where I look at a plus 2,000 odd. Igor Shesterkin has the ability to steal every game in a seven-game series. And you know that's what needs to happen when comes playoff time. I think other than a goaltender stealing it, you and I can both agree it comes down to special teams as well and who can really capitalize or get it done. Rangers also elite on the power play when they click. So that's number one for me. Number two, when you look at the Edmonton Oilers and you're going to go, oh my goodness, Flip, how many times have
every
you been
time,
down?
Every time.
But still, they have a guy named Connor McDavid and they have another guy named Leon Draisaitl. And now Evander Kane is healthy. You've talked about Zach Hyman. There is a lot of really good pieces and they've been right there over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. They've made it close. Not good enough, obviously, but at plus 1,800 steal, very much worth a 20 or a 25. And very quickly, what do you think about the Dallas Stars at plus 1,500 as a really good dark horse team? Once the playoffs start, anything can happen. And again, and this is, I got to preamble it into my Jake Ottinger take, plus 1,500 for me is juicy. Yeah, that's probably my boldest one because I think Oilers and Rangers are worth a 5 or a 10. But I can't wait for let me explain my top two because I think you're really going to start to get heated now.
Look, there's a lot to digest of what you just said.
I got to deal with your breakdown right now. There's a lot to digest.
You're talking about Jack Campbell or Stuart Skinner being a Stanley Cup goaltender over Linus Allmark. I understand Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Mike Smith almost took them there, pal.
I understand. That's a fluke. Okay. That's a fluke.
Okay. I'm just here. Who do you got? We're running out of time.
Last year when the Avalanche won, did you think Darcy Kemper was a Stanley Cup winning goaltender?
No. So there you go.
All right. So Linus Allmark is definitely in that category.
Okay. But then that also sticks up for my Stuart Skinner angle here. So there you go.
I don't think so. That's a little bold right there.
It is very bold. Who do you got?
Look, one that's in a playoff spot right now, two teams actually. I'm looking at the Minnesota Wild. I think that's a sneaky dark horse. A little bit of bias.
Sneaky dark horse, and hey, I've been biased too, so hit me with your take here.
The thing I love about the Minnesota Wild is even when they're getting outshot, outhit, outblocked, outworked, they still find ways to stay in the game. Up a goal, down a goal, they find their way to stay close and sneak out some wins. They are a very sneaky dark horse for me in the playoffs.
I appreciate how heated you're getting right now. Big time.
Three teams that I might get some heat for right now.
Oh,
number one, Number one, Seattle Kraken plus 3,000. You're talking about goaltenders. The team, I like them. I'm just saying a plus 3,000.
Why not?
That's my take. Plus 3,000. They're top of their division right now. So
first place, man.
First place, baby.
I don't hate it. What else you got?
Last two teams before we wrap things up for myself. These are teams that are outside of the playoffs right now, and I think will be in the playoffs at the end of the season. So getting some juicy odds. Mm. New York Islanders at plus 5,500.
Oh, the Horvat Kool-Aid.
They are a great defensive team. They're a very stingy defensive team. Great defenses win. Good goalie. Great defenses. Great goalie win championships. Now that they have a little bit more goal scoring depth, I'm not saying that they're going to jump out of the page now with the goal scoring, but a little bit more depth up front. Islanders plus 5,500. I do believe they make the playoffs.
Wow.
And this one's very bold, maybe. Nashville Predators.
I knew you were going.
I had to.
Enjoy the rest of the episode. Steele's on his own.
I had to talk about the Predators plus 7,500. I think they squeak into the playoffs and make a little bit of a run. That's just myself. I might be drinking a little bit of the orange Kool-Aid over here.
Oh,
but
yellow.
I love it.
You know what? I don't hate this kind of conversation because for a juicy odd like that, a 5 or a 10, it's worth it. Why not? If you want to go out there and be bold. In my opinion, I would save it. And here we go to just wrap this show up, Steele. And I think this is where you're going to maybe get excited or see me out. The Colorado Avalanche, if they continue to get healthy at plus 750, deserve some love. And I think you said to me, until they lose, the Stanley Cup is theirs to lose. And maybe that's a cop-out conversation. But Alexander Georgiev has held this team down. Mikko Rantanen has held this team down. Nishushkin is back. They're starting to get pieces. I think they might make a move at the deadline still because of how close they still are with Dale Makar and Devin Taves and other pieces. This team is still very, very good. So at plus 750, that's worth a bet. And let me close it out with this. If this Toronto Maple Leafs team can get out of the first round. Yeah, I know, Steele.
I'm done. Don't jinx it.
But I had to come on and say it. Let me just go out and say it.
You go on.
At a plus 1,000, if they can get past the first round, which is going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning, and that is a very big if. So let me just get that out of the way right now. The Toronto Maple Leafs have all the pieces and have proved this year on the defensive end that they can play that brand of hockey and get it done. If Austin Matthews gets this little month-long break that I think he's going to get, they're saying 3 weeks. I really do think it's going to be a bit longer. They're not going to rush him back at all.
Yeah.
The Toronto Maple Leafs at plus 1,000, if they can get past the Tampa Bay Lightning in that first round, why not them? I'm not even going to say what they're going to do. I'm not even going to say the words. But still, at plus 1,000, you can agree with me. Past that first round, that's anyone's game. And at plus 1,000 again, I'm going to sprinkle.
Look, I want to believe it. I want to believe it. I want to. I might even do it myself just because it's the boys.
There he is.
I just don't want to jinx it myself. That's just me. That's just me. I like the take, though. We'll see what happens come playoff time, obviously, in the first round against the consecutive Stanley Cup round Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, talk to me after a four-game sweep, Steele.
We'll talk about it after. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Available Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. You can get all the content on YouTube, your favorite podcast platforms. Smash that subscribe. Smash the follow button as well. Absolutely love you guys and all the support. And thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Before we jump off real quick, we do have another special guest for tomorrow's episode.
Oh, nice tease.
Flip. Josh Wegman again?
Josh Wegman. The Score, fantasy guru of The Score, and longtime senior writer of the biggest sports app in Canada. He will be back on the show. Steele and I are going to pick his brain about everything trade deadline.
Absolutely love it. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.